Moves to ban corporal punishment in our schools moved a step further in Parliament last night as MPs voted in favour of a controversial clause in the Education Amendment Bill. Peter O'Rania reports.
The clause banning corporal punishment in schools or early childhood centres has sparked unusually heated debate in Parliament, not least for the way it was put into the Education Amendment Bill after public submissions closed. The clause makes it illegal for anyone other than the guardian of a child to use force by way of correction or punishment. Arguments for and against revolved around questions about the effect of corporal punishment and the issue of who should decide. Pakurunga MP Maurice Williamson was representative of many National MPs who spoke of their strong opposition to the use of corporal punishment, but their determination that it should be the parents and school boards of trustees who decided if it was appropriate for their school.
We have devolved down to the parents so much decision-making, and yet on this fundamental issue, we say we don't trust them. We don't trust them. Well, I want to make it clear to this House, sir, that if I had children, and I unfortunately don't, if I had, I would not allow my children to go to a school where there was corporal punishment, and I would make sure when I was voting for boards of trustees that I voted for those who were opposed to it. But it is the parents and the community that should decide, sir, and I will oppose this piece of legislation tonight because it is wrong for the Parliament to be making that decision. It should be the community and it should be the parents.
But Mr. Williamson's point was strongly attacked by Social Welfare Minister Michael Cullen. Dr. Cullen says the matter of corporal punishment is definitely a question for Parliament.
It is specific within the criminal law of this country that there is an exemption from assault, an exemption from assault for teachers who are exercising discipline by corporal punishment over students at school. And therefore, sir, it is in the end up to this Parliament to decide whether that is going to be withdrawn and whether corporal punishment is going to be withdrawn from this country as it has been withdrawn from almost every other civilised, advanced Western country.
As to whether or not corporal punishment is effective, most government MPs said no, because the same students keep coming back for more. But speaking in its favour, Trevor Declean joined those recounting his own experience.
I got beaten. It didn't do me much good. Didn't do me much harm. It did teach me judgment. that I had to weigh the consequences of what would occur relative to the sin I was about to commit.
Porirua MP Graham Kelly says using the cane or strap sends mixed messages to young people.
Violence amongst our young children at school is opposed in every other form. We don't like bullying. We don't like children attacking each other. We oppose it in every other form, and yet we commit violence against children. And in fact, this reminds me very much of the expression, why should large people, big people, beat little people? And it really comes down to that.
In the end, National MPs block voted against the clause on the basis of party policy, which is to make the option of corporal punishment available to school boards of trustees. Labour MPs were given a free conscience vote, and four of them, Trevor Declean, Alan Wallbank, Jack Elder and Jeff Braybrook, voted with the opposition. When the votes were counted, the clause passed by 42 votes to 37. The bill will continue its progress through Parliament, but the controversial clause has cleared its last real hurdle because from now on votes will be for or against the bill as a whole. From Parliament for Morning Report, this is Peter Harani.